Wing Tuesdays at B-Dubs are half-price Wing Tuesdays. Any size order of traditional wings costs half as much, making Tuesdays twice as good. Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings. Beer. Sports.
Hi, this is Jeff Lapidus, the retirement coach. If you want to make smart choices about your retirement planning, listen to my show, Straight Talk on Retirement, this Saturday at 10 a.m. here on the Big 550 KTRS.
Grab your coat and get your hat. Leave your worry on the doorstep. Just direct your feet.
How many more days this week do we have to do this?
I think for you just one.
Hallelujah. I'm exhausted.
And that happy tune is your step.
This is hard.
Life can be so sweet.
Duh.
On some
you made that up. Does this sound okay? Duh. Thank you.
In shape. With those blues.
And with a blue room arena.
What the heck is happening?
I don't know, man.
It all comes down to this role.
What's that?
Roy Munson, a man-child, with a dream to topple bowling giant Ernie McCracken.
Well, this must be Kingpin.
If he strikes, he's the 1979 Odor Eaters champion. He's got one foot in the frying pan and one in the pressure cooker. Believe me, as a bowler, I know. But right about now, your bladder feels like an overstuffed vacuum cleaner bag, and your butt is kind of like an about-to-explode bratwurst.
Hey, do you mind? I wasn't talking when you were bowling.
Was I talking out loud?
I believe that was from Kingpin, if I'm not mistaken.
Yes, that's
right.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, but then your pipe is smoking.
Gold dust at my feet.
Funny talking man was long dead.
Oh, he died a long time ago. I'm another person. I don't even know my name. I got amnesia. I was in a car wreck. And something happened, I don't even know what happened. I'm not even sure I was in a car wreck. But a doctor said, you got amnesia. I said, well, what's wrong with me? He said, you got amnesia. I said, yeah, but what have I got? What's wrong with me? See, I couldn't even remember that. Pete Reed, Pete sitting on the fence. Pete fell off, who's left?
Pete.
Why, you dumbass man. It's Reed Pete. I don't want to be on this show. Frank, I know you invited me to be on this show. This show is stupid.
He invited you?
Yeah, it's stupid. I don't even want to have nothing to do with it. I'm gone.
I don't want to be on this show either.
Goodbye.
Well, thanks a lot. You guys did it again. That was just a man that I met. He's struggling.
He is?
Yeah. And I bought him a sandwich. And I said, you know, what do you do when you were working and had work? And he said he did comedy. I said, hey, come take a shot at it on the show.
I thought he had amnesia.
Well, maybe he doesn't know what he did. Maybe he thought he did comedy. I don't know. I'm just trying to help somebody. You know, I try to help people, and you make fun of them.
Well, you're a helper, I know.
That's me, Mr. Helper.
Yeah.
Mr. Back to school, Rodney Dangerfield. Good afternoon, everybody. It is, and Dan, thanks a lot, because I don't think I had it to the degree you did, because it's minor, because I don't get the sick or a cold. I really don't. I'll shake this off tomorrow, because it is mind over matter.
Oh, yeah.
But thank you so much for this.
Oh, you're welcome.
It had to come from you. The one time.
Yeah.
One time you said, hey, you want to see what it's like to make out for 5 minutes.
Yeah.
And I agreed to do it, and look what happened. Yeah, that'll teach me.
Yeah.
And anyone else who wants to dabble.
How was it?
I don't know. I have amnesia.
Yeah, thank you. So here we are again. Scott Sherman's in today after the 4 o'clock news break, and that's always good because he helps a lot of people, and you learn. You learn what people go through. Got some other things in the news I think you'll find interesting, and if you don't, that's too bad, because we like it, and we do the show for ourselves. It is another sleepy, dusty Delta day. You probably know that if you looked outside. Oh, yeah. What happened?
Uh-oh.
What happened? another sleepy, dusty Delta day. What happened, Mr. Always Ready? Would you like to tell people what happened?
No, I was just seeing
what we would like. Okay. Now, see, you guys sound just sort of blah today. When
we do?
Yeah, I'm the one. I feel pretty good today. Kind of in a good mood. Shouldn't be because I sneeze and whatever. But I just I'm lucky. I have a good immune system. I don't get sick. I don't stay sick. But why are you guys so? What's the problem? Are you down? Are you
no, not at all.
Okay,
I'm not down. I just I didn't get a lot of sleep last night. I was up like all night long at different points. It was like I woke up at like 3 or 3:30, and then it's like one of those deals where you're like, I can't go back to sleep. So you get up and you watch TV for a little while hoping that you'll fall asleep. That didn't work. And then I finally fell asleep, and then I woke up at like, I went to bed about 12:31.
12:31, not 12:32 or
12. No, yeah, 12:31.
I mean, how do you know it's 12:31?
12:30.
That is very specific.
12:30 or 1.
Oh.
Somewhere in between there.
I get it.
And then I woke up at like 3 or 3:30, could not go back to sleep. Then I finally went back to sleep probably about 4:30, quarter to 5, and woke up at maybe 8.
That's a great story.
Yeah,
that is a great story. What a story.
I know.
Wow. It was, save that, peon. That's a great story.
You asked what was wrong with them.
Yeah, it was just one of those nights.
Well, that explains a lot. For those who just missed it, Dan told us when he tried to go to sleep, when he woke up, when he tried to go to sleep.
12:30 or 1, he woke up at 3:30. Couldn't go back to sleep. Went back to sleep at 4:30 and then woke up at 8:30.
Yeah, well, save that for best of. I just got a text. I'd like to say hello to a couple people listening in Plant City, Florida. Does anybody know where that is? Is that on the ocean? Or,
Look it up.
Google that. Peon, pull that up. Plant City. Want to say hi to the Rat. He's listening with his brother Dale. I've known the Rat for 38 years or so, 37 years.
Ronnie the Rat?
Ronnie the Rat Rodenmeyer's down in Plant City, Florida, and listening to you down here with my brother. Is his brother on with us? Because he says he's listening to us with his brother.
Huh.
I didn't know his brother was on the show.
It looks like it's a little east of Tampa. In between Tampa and Lakeland, right next to Dinosaur World.
I think I went to Lakeland.
Dinosaur World.
I didn't know that. I don't know about that.
Clifford, one of my favorite
movies
ever.
Oh, my goodness, it is. It is Dinosaur World.
So hello, Rat, and hello, Dale, down in Plant City, Florida.
Yeah. Did you ever see that movie, Frank, Clifford?
With the dog? No, it's a big dog. Right?
No, not that.
The one with Martin Short.
No. I don't think so.
And who's the guy that's in it that's his uncle?
Charles Grodin.
Oh, man.
I don't like Charles Grodin.
Oh, man. He is so good in this movie, though.
He is. Mary Steenburgen's in it, too.
Yes. It's not a well-acclaimed movie, I don't think.
Charles Grodin didn't win any awards, but... He has one routine, and that's just being Charles Grodin.
Yes. He plays Charles Grodin in this, but...
My favorite line of Charles Grodin in the movie, Martin Short plays...
He plays it like a 10-year-old boy.
Yeah, and it is hysterical, but...
Okay, I haven't seen it, but now I know what you're talking about.
Yeah, and Charles Grodin, he ends up taking him in. He's his uncle because Martin Short is going on a trip with his family, and he ends up... they end up landing the plane and kicking him off the plane. So he stays with his uncle while his family goes off on this trip, and Charles Grodin's his uncle, and he's sitting there at the table and he keeps going and just interrupting, and Charles Grodin goes, God almighty, boy. You just have to see the movie.
Yeah, I think maybe you do. Yeah. Tell that story again about last night.
When I fell asleep and how I woke up.
Yeah, tell that. Can you tell that again?
Yeah.
That's a good story. Oh, look at the time.
Fell asleep.
Sorry.
12:30 and 1.
I don't have time to hear it.
Did you see the... I'll do it in the Burke segment.
What are you doing?
I have no idea. I told you I didn't get much sleep.
Well, it sounds like you got pretty 12:30 to 8:30 minus an hour. That's 7 hours.
That's a big deal. That's not sleep deprivation. Hey, what is Snapchat? Is that where you, it's like texting, but it goes away or something? Or?
Yes, and it's video, short little video clips you can do. And you can put words over it. And
but it disappears. It's not like the other stuff that's there forever, right?
Right.
Is that the whole point?
Yes.
Do you use it, Pia?
I have it. I don't really use it, but I have it downloaded.
Dan, you ever used it?
Yes.
I use it. It's one of those things. We talked about it before. It's one of those things where you can put the live masks over your face and talk, you know, with different, and I do that one with Archie. I don't send them anywhere. We just record them and look at them.
Man, how do people keep up with them? Look, I just figured out how you do those little emoji faces or something. I haven't used them, but I figured out how to, let me tell you something my wife did that I didn't like, among a thousand other things. I was busy doing something, and somebody sent me a text. And my phone, you know, that popcorn noise.
Yeah.
And I knew I got a text. I said, go see what the text is. And so she reads it to me, and I said, text him back. I said, it was a guy. And I said, just text him back. I'll call you in about an hour. So she sends the text with a little face on it. some kind of a... It was a and I looked at it and I said, why did you do that? I said, I don't do that. He's going to know. He's going to think something's happened to me, like I've gone gay or something.
Was it a little face with a heart on the side of it or something?
I don't remember. I just said, get rid of it. And she said, well, I've already sent it. So I had to send him a text. They'd go, by the way, that earlier text my wife sent, I would never have put a little face on it. Some things you just know. If Sam Elliott sent you a text and it had a little smiley face on it, you'd know, well, he'd got his secretary did that or something. He wouldn't do that. Or Toby Keith or somebody. Does anybody have anything to say? Quickly, it's Thursday. Scott, what's so funny now?
Things like that bother you so much.
No, they do. I know. Don't, it's misrepresentation. I don't do funny face texts. I just don't. You know what else I don't do? Like, where are you? Like, R and U. I just say where A R E. I do the words.
Yeah.
I don't know why. I just do.
You do K though. I've gotten a K.
I have done K.
I've gotten a K.
I'll.
That's saving one whole letter.
Yeah.
you know what? Now I'm not gonna do it anymore. No. Now I'm not gonna do it anymore. That does it. I try to be hip with one thing, and somebody makes fun of it. So now I'll put OK.
I go, hey, I called that guy, and he sends back K.
Well, that's the end of that.
No.
Among other things today, you know what? You see this thing coming up, this triple threat?
No.
Tomorrow night, it's the penumbral lunar eclipse and the full snow moon and the flyby comet.
Ooh.
Oh, yeah. Triple header tomorrow night. Oh, yeah. For you astronomy people.
Will we be able to see it here?
Is it going to be clear tomorrow night? It's supposed to be clear.
I don't know.
I love the way we ask questions we can't answer.
Yeah,
I know.
Yeah.
Just leave it out there. Leave people hanging.
I love that stuff, though.
Does anybody, you do?
Oh, my gosh. Oh, yeah.
I've never gotten up and walked outside to see any of that stuff.
Oh, I have.
That's not that does not surprise us that you would do that. Does anybody have anything to say?
I do.
All right. Recovered, always like 90% recovered from whatever that was he has, sounding like his old self. Dan Strauss, everybody.
Oh, thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Apparently, a lot of people have this, and people are getting bronchitis or pneumonia. It's going into bronchitis and pneumonia with this, too. So I would say if you have it and it's lingering and you feel it, really feel it in your chest, because when I went to my doctor, he said, I wanted you to come in to check for bronchitis or pneumonia, and I was free and clear. My lungs were free and clear there. So
I had bronchitis one time.
Oh my goodness!
And I got it at Lake of the Ozarks. Ooh, it was. I thought I had lung cancer. Bad.
And you start coughing, and you can't stop coughing. It's horrible. But
like the guy who was driving a hearse, and he went up a hill, and the back doors of the hearse flew open, and the casket and the whole thing slid out and just rolled end over end, boom, 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 into a drugstore. Right, crashed right through the front door, and the pharmacist looked up, and he was nearsighted, and he just thought maybe it was just that. He said, can I help you? And the guy inside the thing said, yeah, can you get me something to stop this cough?
They were coughing like cats. Oh, yeah. Right? That's funny.
Yeah. That is funny stuff. I'm sorry, what do you have, Dan?
This morning at Lambert Airport, did you see all that about the American Airlines jet that made an emergency landing here from, they were going from Columbus, Ohio to Phoenix, and the pilot called and said, we have got to land. They had a bomb threat.
Ooh.
And
what do I always tell you about bomb threats? I've never seen one go off.
No, and what happened was they stopped on the runway. They didn't move anywhere near the building or the gate, and they let everyone off, took them away in buses, and there were police, firefighters, everything, and they came out and they took all of the luggage off the plane, laid it out on the runway, and had two different bomb-sniffing dogs go through. And they had the dogs go through the cabin and inside the plane and everything. And that took, I don't know, it probably took a couple hours. So these people ended up, they put them in a holding area, and they went through everyone on the plane as well, and then they got them back on the plane. And
that is another great story.
Yeah, thanks.
Oh.
Good one. Thanks.
Why do they call it a restroom?
I don't know.
I don't know why I thought of this, but you don't go to rest. You don't rest in there, do you?
Oh, you do if you're sitting.
But what if you go in there to stand up and pee and wash your hands? You haven't rested.
No.
Go into the restroom.
Yeah.
Sorry. It's just one of those days.
Yes, it
just is. Dan, did you have anything else?
No, that was it.
How about you, Peon?
Yes, I have two quick things.
All right, this is Leon the Peon.
Real quickly, thank you very much. Do you know the origin of why the passenger seat is called shotgun?
Yes, I do, because it's from the Stagecoach days.
Very good. That's exactly right.
And you could go into Pistols Plus and buy the identical to the kind of gun they used. It's a shorter shotgun, so they could put it in a little holster thing right by the where the guy's sitting as he, you know, it's hard to explain. But yeah, they rode shotgun because there was that guy assigned to sit there with a shotgun. Because
yeah,
there were
essentially,
bank robbers and stuff
right,
like
right, yeah. Because I've always said that, and I didn't really know the origin of it till today.
I wonder why they called it a stagecoach.
That's a great question. They didn't drive around putting shows
you
on.
You start with this too now.
What? Yeah. Oh, look, here comes a stagecoach. Let's go see what's on stage tonight. Makes sense either.
And the last thing I have, did you know that one thing I wish they had on DVD, I don't think they do or anywhere to watch, is the old Dick Cavett show, because he was an interesting guy, and he would have interesting people on there from time to time, especially...
Yeah, he's very hard to describe, too. He's very cerebral.
Yes.
He's a real smart
guy. Very smart, yes. Yeah. And he would have Groucho Marx on in his later years, and I heard some of those were... The interviews were so boring, they were entertaining, just because at that point Groucho was kind of old. And,
yeah.
but Dick would still have him on, like, yeah, he didn't care. But there
what was his real name, Groucho? What a great name, though, Groucho. You got every excuse to be in a bad mood all the time, because your name's Groucho. But what was his name?
Julius Henry Marx.
Well, how about that?
Julius.
Yeah.
But Cavett had this guy die on his show one time. It never aired. There was a guy, you might know this guy, because he was one of like the first health advocates, Jerome Rodale. Do you remember that name at all?
Never heard of him.
And he would talk about different things about how to stay healthy, and he was going to live to 100.
Died.
And on that episode of that show, he brought on two things. What did he bring? I can't find it here. One of them was asparagus that was boiled in urine, and he said it had some health benefits.
That sure sounds, that sounds good, man.
Boiled
and then
in urine?
A goose egg, too, he brought on. So I guess he and Cavett had like a 30-minute conversation, and the Dick show was 90 minutes long, and I think like other talk shows, the old guest would move just down a chair, and they would bring a new person out. Well, he was talking to somebody else, and all of a sudden, this guy just kind of nodded off a little bit and looked like he was sleeping. And at one point, I think Dick said, "Are we keeping you awake over there?" And all of a sudden, they go, "Oh no, is there a doctor in the house?" He
died on the show.
Yes, on the stage.
Why didn't they air it? That, oh my goodness, that would have been great.
Well, I guess you know it's one of those things for the family of the guy that they don't want to show air him dying. But yeah, apparently. It never aired. Dick got to watch it a couple weeks later, I guess, and it was, I guess, once they knew they could watch. But yeah, he just had one of those heart attacks where you just pass out and I thought that was interesting too. That was all I have.
Can you see it on YouTube? Can
no,
you...
I don't think it's ever been released. It's one of those things. I'm sure some people have it, you know, tucked away somewhere, but yeah. It's never been released to the public. But
wow.
That was it.
Anything else?
No.
Is that it?
Johnny Carson's show used to be 90 minutes, too, didn't it? Before.
Another good story. Yeah. Yeah, it did. Thank goodness. The Burke segment is...
I'm on fire today.
You are. You sat up... I know what you did. You sat up all night writing material.
That's what I did.
During that 3:30 to 4:30 hour?
Yeah, I got up my IBM typewriter and started typing.
We're going to take a little commercial break here, and I know what you're all thinking. Well, thank goodness. Then we're going to come back, and I have the honor... I didn't tell you, Dan, but I get the honor of doing the Johnny Londoff commercial today.
Oh, okay.
Take care of that business, and we'll take a couple of phone calls. And I guarantee you, whatever you have to say is better than what you've heard so far on this show, so we're looking forward to that. Johnny Londoff, my goodness, is there anybody who doesn't know that name? I don't think so, unless you just moved here. If you did, welcome. Welcome to the Gateway City in the Show Me State. What else could I tell them about us? Welcome to the Gateway, home of birthplace of toasted ravioli.
Yeah.
Birthplace of, some say, the ice cream cone. Home of the Arts, everybody knows that. World's Fair.
Cake.
What?
Gooey butter cake. Yeah.
Yeah. Is there? Oh, that's good. Gooey butter cake. And home to Johnny Londoff Chevrolet for 75 years. Now, in the early days, I think he told us his dad sold Edsels. And every time I see an Edsel at the car show, well, I don't understand the big deal why people thought it was so ugly. Why? I liked it. I don't think that car, there have been uglier cars than that.
That was the main reason it didn't make it? Because
they just thought it was ugly. I don't think it was mechanical or anything. But Mr. Londoff did that, and then got a, I guess it's like a franchise. You have to be approved. You can't just anybody open a Chevy dealership. Chevrolet has to clear you and has to say, yeah, we like this guy selling our products. And the rest is, as they say, history. Yeah, they've been at the same location for 57 years. Let me think. 1960. Yeah. 57 years. And it's deceiving because when you pull up, you go, what do they got? Well, they got 60 cars here? No. How about around 1,000 cars there? And 13 acres that you just don't see. If you want, they'll take you a little tour of the place. But the point is, they have plenty to choose from, whether it's new or pre-owned. And I have had experience with both. I have bought both there. I still have in my garage my 2004 Trailblazer. And if they ever come out with the Avalanche again, and the Rat, I know the Rat's listening, he's a big Avalanche fan. That, to me, is, and I know Cadillac had a version of it and a couple other, but Chevy's Avalanche, talk about an all-round utilitarian, perfect, got something for everybody vehicle. It's comfortable, it's got plenty of room inside, and just think of it as a car with the world's largest trunk, because that's sort of a half pickup bed. When you close the top on that thing, it's waterproof. It's a massive trunk. Great vehicle to travel at. So I hope they bring that back. But they got some good stuff out there now. They've got the best Impala, to me, they've had since 1964. The Chevy Impala. Equinox, Cruise, Malibu. Check them out. It's really never about the vehicle. Once you know you want the vehicle, okay, Chevy's a Chevy. Fire's a fire. Grill's a grill. It's the dealer. And the people working at the dealership, That's what makes the difference. Prices are all pretty competitive. Nobody else will say that. No other dealer will come, or spokesperson will come on and say, yeah, my client's prices are kind of like everybody else's. Well, the truth is they are. They have to be. They have to be. Everybody's competitive. You got to be. You'd be out of business. So here's what makes the difference: the way you're treated, the people in service, sales, down the line. You'll see. I hope you'll see. At least give them a shot. Give them a chance at your business. Make sure they know your AM and the PM. They're at the Washington Elizabeth exit off Interstate 270 in North County, or 24/7 at Lontoff.com.
Meet me.
All righty, it's time for a check on traffic with Tim Weiland.
Okay, Dan, I don't really see all that much going on, except you've got a little bit of slow traffic on westbound 40 between Hampton and McCausland. Also downtown, northbound 55 is slow, a little bit north of Park to the Poplar Street Bridge, and eastbound 40, you're running heavy now from, looks like about Busch Stadium up to the Poplar Street Bridge. This traffic report, it is brought to you by Liberty Mutual. You have enough things to worry about. Insurance shouldn't be one of them. You can leave worry behind when Liberty stands with you. Liberty Mutual Insurance. I'm Tim Weiland from the KTRS Traffic Center.
I have a Plant City, Florida update bulletin. That's where my friend the Rat is right now, listening with his brother. I just got a text from, and this guy's very private. He's an advertiser, but he doesn't like the spotlight, so I'm not going to say who he was. He says it's west of Tampa. And it's the strawberry capital of the United States. Plant City. How about that? Now, we have a problem, because when I grew up as a little kid in Humboldt, Tennessee, they claimed they were the strawberry capital. And they have a strawberry festival every year, a big parade. And I was runner-up in the beauty pageant when I was 5 years old. The little kid's beauty pageant. I was a runner-up to king, and there was a king and a queen. And they said they're the strawberry. Now we got to find out who's really the strawberry capital. I'm going to go with Plant City, probably. But thank you, Mystery Man, for letting us know where Plant City, Florida is, west of Tampa and strawberry capital of the United States. And now, back to more commercials.
I'm AM in the PM, and you're listening to the Large Morning Show in the afternoon with Frank Opinion and the gang weekdays from 3 to 6. McGraw Millhaven here. Don't forget to tune in to my average morning show in the morning right here on the Big 550 KTRS.
Thanks for calling Somabiotics. Are you calling for a free trial of our belly flattening breakthrough?
Actually, I already got the free trial. It totally flattened my belly.
Wow, that's great news.
But now I have a problem I never thought I'd have. My belly just keeps getting flatter. I mean, I don't want to look like a runway model, but I don't want to stop taking Somabiotics either. Because seriously, I've never looked this good.
Well, here's one thing you can do. Only take Somabiotics every other day. That'll keep up your results without making your belly too flat. And if you ever need to ramp up your belly flattening results again, just go back to taking it every day.
To get your free trial of Somabiotics, call 1-800-700-2114. You're going to love how you look. And if your belly flattening results are too dramatic, simply reduce use to every other day. But hurry and call now for details while they're still giving it away for free. Call 1-800-700-2114. That's 1-800-700-2114. 1-800-700-2114.
Acme Homeowners Insurance, how can I help you?
My water heater broke down. I need to make a claim.
Oh, I'm sorry, but your homeowner's insurance doesn't cover water heater breakdowns.
What does it cover?
Home damage from things like lightning, meteors, even a fire-breathing dragon.
A dragon?
Yes, even a fire-breathing one.
But not my water heater?
Sorry.
But his water heater could have been covered with a home warranty from American Home Shield. Plus, components of 20 other major home systems and appliances, like his electrical system, plumbing, refrigerator, and more. For valuable free information, call 1-800-700-5984. Home insurance can cover what might happen. But a home warranty helps cover what will happen.
Now the washer won't work.
Life happens. Have a plan. Get a home warranty from American Home Shield. For valuable free information, call 1-800-700-5984. That's 1-800-700-5984. 1-800-700-5984.
I was supposed to take her shopping, but I forgot and watched the game. She wasn't happy.
I'm not happy.
Score brownie points by taking your sweetie on a Greek adventure at Dotto's Cafe.
What could be more adventuresome than eating delicious cuisine filled with a vibrant chorus of authentic Greek ingredients? For a special Valentine's Day, treat your sweetie to a 12-ounce prime rib for $20, 12-ounce ribeye for $26, beef tenderloin for $32, and a Greek combo for $20, all served with soup and baked potato. And if you prefer American food, such as burgers, wings, and pasta, guess what?
What?
You can have those, too, at Dotto's Cafe.
Tantalizing dishes, mouth-watering gyros, pistachio, baklava, Greek lasagna, and classic American food, too. I'm happy.
She's happy.
Dotto's Cafe, located at the intersection of Hampton Avenue and Eichelberger Street. Online at dottos-cafe.com.
Hi, this is Mike Kelly. When I'm looking to send flowers to a loved one for a birthday, anniversary, or that special occasion, I call my friends at Walter Knoll Florists. Walter Knoll is family-owned and operated and offers custom designs by expert designers, a huge inventory and selection that only the largest florists can offer, with quality and care that no grocery store florist can meet. They have several locations in the St. Louis metro area to serve you. Order online today at WKF.com. Walter Knoll Florists, your personal florist since 1883.
Don't be caught empty-handed. You want to buy something nice for Valentine's Day? Make sure you check out Lordo's Diamonds in the heart of Ladue. Classic, traditional, stylish jewelry, including diamonds and pendants and earrings and everything else. Mike and Jim will take care of you. Don't go online. Don't go to a big box store. And don't go to anybody who buys in bulk. Lordo's Diamonds in the heart of Ladue on Clayton Road, right where the old Bush's Grove was. Lordo's Diamonds or lordosdiamonds.com.
Hey, St. Louis, this is A.J. Cochran, center back for St. Louis FC. Join us this season at Worldwide Technology Soccer Park as we represent our city against some of the best soccer talent in the country.
The St. Louis FC season is right around the corner. Get your tickets now for all 16 home games. The first two seasons included sold-out crowds and an authentic soccer experience. There's cheering, chanting, and much more. It's a party you don't want to miss. For more information, visit stlouisfc.com.
Weekday mornings at 6:35, Scott Crothers from Stifel Nicolaus with insights on the markets and investing. And for your own personal financial review, call him at 314-292-6201 and listen weekday mornings at 6:35 here on the Big 550 KTRS.
The stock market is at all-time highs. Should you be invested in the market now or run for the hills? The answer may shock you. Listen to America's Wealth Management Show this Saturday afternoon right here on 550 KTRS.
All right. Dan, can you hear me? Your headphones?
He is still in the process of...
Oh, you know what he's doing? He's having a personal conversation.
Yeah, and he said that he said no.
No? Oh, my good. Derek. He's probably listening. I wanted to get Derek on the phone from Gateway Lock and Security. I just wanted to just chat with him and let you hear his voice. He's got one of those voices. I like to. Is in there line in Sling Blade with, I like the way he talks. It's that kind of thing. But
I like the way you talk.
Yeah, thank you. That's what he says. I like the way you talk. I'll work on him. We'll get rid of the shyness to get him on one day. And I wanted to ask him a couple of things, too, that I'm not real clear on. I don't have any use for these particular things, like proximity cards. Do you know what that is? I guess we can look it up.
No. Oh, is it where like a security card you hold in on you and a door will open when you get near it?
I think that's probably it. They'll know what it is. That's one of the things they do. We always talk about surveillance cameras. They do that. They do master key systems. Got a pretty good idea what that is. Exit alarms, access control systems, keypad entry. Keyless touchpad locks. A lot going on, but you know what they're really on fire with is surveillance cameras. Look, like anything else, there are levels of surveillance cameras, levels of quality, levels of reliability, dependability. You've all seen on the news, if you see this man and you look at the footage, and well, how would you know if you ever see him? You can't even tell what he looks like. It's just not clear. Whoever put the cameras in, they didn't put them in the right place. The criminal knew where they were, so they knew to turn away. If Gateway Lock and Security puts in surveillance cameras, they're going to be put in the right place. And sometimes I know that some people think, well, I don't want them to know they're there. Well, let me tell you something. They'll explain this to you, too. Sometimes it's good that they know they're there. Because I'd rather not have the crime take place at all than have it on video, especially if it's something terrible. If they're doing something horrible to another human being, or they're destroying or trashing something worth a lot of money at your company or your house, ooh, that's tough to look at. But the good news is, if it is on camera, if they put the cameras in at Gateway Lock and Security, there's going to be no doubt who it was. Well, you can count the nose hairs on somebody. It's just incredible technology. So if you... let me see, I just got a text here. I just got a text from Mr. Nagel at Gateway Lock. I'd love to talk, but we're traveling, and I am don't have good cell coverage. Well, that's considerate, because we don't like it when we get somebody
right.
Get him on next time. What he does, and what his company does, a family business, I like that, is they install cameras, surveillance cameras. You've all seen them. You've seen good ones. You've seen bad ones. You've seen fake ones. That's a big business, the fake camera business. I will tell you that real crooks know how to tell the difference between fake cameras and real cameras. I get a big kick out of seeing criminals get caught. I don't like criminals. I don't like bad guys. I don't like thugs. I don't like bullies. I don't like thieves. And I don't like cowards. People who sneak in the middle of the night and wear their black hoodies and they don't want anybody to ever know who they are. There are some people that like to be seen. They want to be on TV. Oh, one of the things that, remember, Pian, I told you about the documentary about teenagers who had killed adults, and it was called, A Life Lost or A Lost Life. And one of the things that this, kid said about when he and his buddy murdered a cute, innocent girl who was a schoolmate of theirs. They got their inspiration from Columbine. Hmm. Now, Columbine had okay cameras. They weren't great, but there was no doubt who did it. Tough to watch, but the end result is good in that There's no point in trying to have any kind of defense, because we have you on video. And business owners, thank you, ma'am. There's a lady out there who's AM and the PM who's having right now 35 high-tech, state-of-the-art surveillance cameras put in her business by Gateway Lock and Security. I can't thank you enough. I can't wait to hear her story, and we're going to get that for you. So give it some thought. You can look, if you're fine with no security, if you're fine with that $10 fake camera you bought online, it's because it has a blinking red light on it, it runs on batteries, they know what that is. But if you want to feel secure and safe and have a product that will not only show you exactly who the culprit was, but in many cases prevent the crime from happening, I got your company. Gateway Lock and Security. GatewayLockandSecurity.com. Can we take a couple calls?
Yes.
Let's go to Hank. Hank's been holding a while. Hank, how are you?
Hey, Frank, I need the problem solvers.
Well, then, it's been a while. Well, you need us, because we are
the problem solvers.
What can we do for you, Hank?
Frank, I am so fed up with where I bank, and I think I already know the answer, but I want to hear from the horse's mouth.
Okay.
Where should I switch to?
Let me see. I'm looking at a list of local area banking institutions. Let me just... All right, I'm running quick. Just well, from what I can see, it'd be First Community Credit Union.
Sounds good to me. Thank you, problem solvers.
That was easy.
Wow.
That was an easy sale.
Wow.
So, what's your problem with where you bank now? What do you not like about them?
They are the most incompetent, slow people that I've ever met in my life.
Well, we're gonna fix that. When you switch over, please let me know, will you?
I will, sir. You have a great day.
All right, you too. Thank you, Hank.
Hmm.
Wow, now I'm having a great day just from that call. Let's go to...
We've done it again.
That's right, singers. We have done it again. This is John. John, how are you?
Good afternoon.
How are you? Good afternoon.
You mentioned Plant City, Florida being west of Tampa.
East. That's what I was told in the text.
Okay, because, yeah, when I look at my map, it's east between Tampa and Lakeland. Also, I'm almost certain that the wife and I one time attended a strawberry festival in Monroe, Louisiana.
Oh, I don't doubt it. I think there's strawberry festivals all over the country.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, good. I'm glad to hear that.
But when you call yourself the strawberry capital of the United States. That's a little different. Anybody can have a strawberry festival.
Okay.
But now you better be able to back up this. And I guess it would be based on production. You know, how many bushels of strawberries do you knock out every year?
Okay. And I have a question about for Gateway.
Sure.
I would like, do they have battery-operated cameras that can be set in somewhat of a remote location?
I'm going to answer yes and tell you that I'm 90% sure that's the answer.
All right. That's good to know.
I know they exist. Whether they deal in that or not, I don't know. But they would certainly be able to advise you on which ones to get. And if it's something you just put up yourself, they'll understand what to do and how to do it, I'm sure.
Okay. That's
all right.
Good. All right, you guys have a great day.
All right, you too. Thank you, John. Wow, this is a good day for callers. Let's get Ben in here. Hello, Ben.
Hey guys, AM and the PM.
Thank you.
Hallelujah.
What's up?
PM's probably gonna kill me, but I heard you do that impression, Sling Blade. Don't you do one from? It's about the Chicago Way or Capone or something.
That's a Sean Connery one. That's from what's the movie, Peon?
Untouchables?
Yeah. Untouchables. That's the one.
I could hear that at some point, now might not be a good time, but if you get a little free time.
I think now's a good time. Let me check my schedule. It's a good time. I hang up and do the best I can, okay?
All right,
Dan.
I don't remember the exact line, but he's talking to Costner. It's Kevin Costner, I believe, right? And he says...
I've never seen it, you know what? So I don't know.
They pull a knife. You pull a gun. They send one of yours to the hospital. You send one of theirs to the morgue. That's the Chicago way, and that's how you get Capone.
That movie one time.
I think I've only seen it once. I saw half of it. You know how you're looking around and you catch the last half of a movie? Yeah, I think he's talking to... Kevin Costner plays Elliot Ness, I think. Yeah. And they're in a bar or something, having a meeting. And he's trying to explain to him how to get to him. And that's how he does it. Okay, I'll do it again. Just part of it. They put one of yours in the hospital, you put one of theirs in the morgue. That's the Chicago way, and that's how you get Capone.
Now,
that was not Sean Connery. That was me.
Really?
I wasn't. Yeah, I was not playing part of the movie. Can we squeeze one peon? One more in here. Is that going to be Joe or Bob?
Joe.
All right, let's get Joe real quickly. Hello, Joe. What can we do for you? Joe?
Yo.
Yes, what can we do for you?
Amen to PM, sir. How are you?
Thank you. Thank you. I'm fine. How are you?
Did you guys see that Anheuser-Busch Super Bowl commercial?
I'm sorry?
Anheuser-Busch Super Bowl commercial.
Yeah, the immigrant coming over from...
I had a different take on that, man. So, I'm thinking that Trump could use that to benefit himself and build this wall. I mean, it's kind of like this. You know, if that dude, the original Grandpa Bush, wasn't allowed in the country, four generations later, the Bush Jr. four sticks wouldn't have killed those two girls. I know. Everybody's afraid to talk about it. Fuck the Bushes.
What did he say?
He said a bad word.
He said F the Bushes?
Did he?
Yeah, he did.
Yeah, we can't air that. Obviously, the guy's got an issue with the Bush family. Yeah. Not an expert on that family or their history, but we don't allow people to say F anybody on this show. I thought most people knew that, but maybe not. In my mind, I'm seeing a movie scene with... Kevin Costner and Sean Connery, and they're discussing financial advice.
You are?
Yeah. And Sean Connery says to Costner, you know the difference between a man who has a successful, comfortable retirement and one that doesn't? You take one pile of money, whether it's $25,000, the minimum or more, and you put it with a bad financial advice, and you lose your money. The other scenario is you call Mark and Jason at markandjason.com and you become wealthy. That's the Mark and Jason way.
Oh. Wow.
Am And that's how you get financial independence.
Wow.
Oh, man. Their rates are going to go up. I can't keep charging the same thing for doing stuff like that. No. That's good stuff. Mark Reed and Jason Becker are financial advisors with Stifel Nicolaus. Stifel Nicolaus is a member of the SIPC and the NYSE. We say that because I believe legally they like for you to stick that on there. You don't have to know anything much about what those letters mean. You can look it up. Here's what you do need to know, is that if you have $25,000 or more, whether it's already invested or it's sitting around and liquid and you can move it and you can invest it, and I think most, that's the case for most of you, you have a 401k, you have a retirement plan, you're changing jobs, you're retiring, that plan, that money has to go somewhere. With you home or into another account, and you don't know what to do or how long you have to do it or what the penalties are if you don't do it right. This is where they come in. Mark and Jason, they can help you. Mark Reardon, Jason Becker, financial advisors waiting for you to make an appointment and set up a meeting that is complimentary and will not cost you anything. And they're not high pressure people. I've been around them a lot. They don't know how to press people. They just will tell you what they think about what you're doing with your money or what you should do with your money. That's it. You like it, you have another meeting. You don't, say thanks for your time. I think you're going to find this was time well spent. If you want to make that appointment with Mark and Jason, go to this website. Beyond will have it later. MarkandJason.com.
Meet me.
All right, let's get a check on traffic now with Tim Weiland.
Okay, Dan, the ramp from westbound on the Poplar Street Bridge to westbound Highway 70 is closed right now. We've got a police incident going on there. Now, coming in on eastbound 70, things are jamming up pretty solid from the Museal Veterans Bridge all the way through the depressed section. Eastbound 40 is Union Station to the Poplar Street Bridge. Southbound 170 is pretty heavy from Forest Park Parkway down through Highway 40. And a slow pocket or two on southbound 270 between Ollum and Manchester. This traffic report is brought to you by Sam's Club. Sam's Club members get incredible savings every time you shop in-club or at samsclub.com, like $1 off Caracara oranges, $3 off emergency variety packs, and $4 off a case of Fiji water. I'm Tim Weiland from the KTRS Traffic Center.
Still behind the wheel at 6 p.m. weekdays, wishing you could get a full report of the latest news, sports, and weather? Well, you can with Fox 2 News at 6 with Sandy Miller and Rafer Weigel on KTRS. Depend on it.
Try the exotic Havana Heat at Buffalo Wild Wings. This brand new creation combines powerful Cuban spices into one amazing sauce. Buffalo Wild Wings.